Hey, welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. We're going to continue talking about living without lack and without fear in a world of economic uncertainty. And not only economic uncertainty, but all kinds of uncertainty in the political uncertainty, social uncertainty, just so much uncertainty in the world in which we live. But we can live without fear, and living without lack. Now, I want to conclude this week's series on this theme by just sharing some principles that we need to apply in our lives in order to walk out this whole attitude and to see a realization of God's promises of no lack. How can we walk them out? Well, there's about five principles that I want to share with you today. Now, the first one is always see God as your source. Your job is not your source. Your government pension is not your source. Your rich uncle is not your source. These may be channels that God uses at times in your life, but we must never look at channels as our source. God has many channels that he can use, and he can surprise you with channels he will use, but we must always see him as our one and only source of supply. You get your eyes on a channel, then you can become frustrated and angry and disappointed with people or with a job or whatever. If you get your eyes on the channel as the source, always see God as your source. Philippians 2:19 says, Paul said, "And my God shall supply." Who will supply? My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. One of God's Old Testament names is Jehovah Jireh, or more literal pronunciation of the Hebrew, Yahweh Yireh, which means the Lord our provider. God is a provider. It is his nature to provide. We don't have to try to twist his arm to get him to provide. It's his nature to provide. We just have to fulfill the conditions and walk in faith and look to him, and he will provide. But we must always see him as our source. So begin today to see God as your source, as your Jehovah Jireh. And of course, this Old Testament name and all of them are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And think about how Jesus was always providing, doing miracles, multiplying loaves and fishes, telling Peter how to get money to pay their taxes. And each situation is different, but Jesus showed himself to be the fulfillment of Jehovah Jireh. That incident of paying taxes, Jesus told Peter they needed to pay their taxes, and so he told him to go down to the sea and throw in a hook. Now, Peter was a fisherman, so he did something in the that he was familiar with in the natural. And Jesus said, now this is where the supernatural comes in. And often the natural and the supernatural in our lives will merge. God will have us to do something that we can do something in the natural, but then out of our obedience, something supernatural flows out of it. So Peter did something natural. He was a professional fisherman. Jesus said, go fishing, Peter. Throw in your hook, and the first fish that comes up, look in its mouth, and you will find there a coin. You'll find the money there needed to pay your taxes and mine. Oh, what a wonderful provider is our Lord and Savior. That is his name. That is his character. Oh, my friends, thank God for the channels and be grateful for the channels he uses, but never get your eyes on a channel as your source. Always see God as your source. So that's the first principle, and perhaps the most important one. See God as your source. And the secondly, ground yourself in God's promises. Take God's promises of provision. And you heard me tell the story earlier this week about the promises that God gave to Sue for us. And when I say gave to her, she was reading her Bible. All the promises belong to us in Jesus Christ. You can stand on the promises of God. You can claim any of God's promises. But there are times when the Holy Spirit will emphasize and highlight and cause certain promises to stand out to us because they are going to be very relative and suitable for our life and for His calling in our life. And so those promises, Psalm 34:10, Psalm 84:11, Philippians 4:19, those we thought on those, meditated on those every day and prayed those and thanked God for them. And so memorize promises that are appropriate to you. Memorize promises of God's provision. Memorize these promises I'm sharing with you. Memorize Psalm 34:10. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Memorize those and meditate on them day and night until they're a very part of your life. So my second point is ground yourself in God's promises. Number three, nurture an attitude of generosity. Now, I am not talking about a give-to-get religious legalism that often comes through in fundraising by TV preachers. A give-to-get religious legalism. No, I am talking about a heart attitude that wants to bless others and help those in need. There are many promises related to the generosity and related to those and promises related to those who give out of a pure heart. I remember Jesus made the statement. He said, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken down, pressed down, shaken down, and running over, will men give unto your bosoms." And so nurture an attitude of blessing. Be a blessing to others. You see, as God becomes your source, then you will become one of His channels for being a blessing to others. So nurture an attitude of generosity. Number four, listen for God's wisdom. God's provision often comes to us, but sometimes it will come through us. In other words, there are times that God will prompt us to take certain steps of faith, to take certain actions in order to set in motion the miracle that is needed. Wisdom is defined as the correct application of knowledge, and God's wisdom working through you will bring blessing and favor into your life. So pray for God's wisdom. Listen for God's wisdom. A prayer that I often pray is Colossians chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. And it is a prayer for God's wisdom. And Paul prayed it for the believers in Colossians. He said that I am praying that God will fill you with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I pray that for you right now, that you will be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And the reason is, Paul says, so that you might walk worthy of Him unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Oh, how we need God's wisdom. Not just knowledge, we need knowledge, but wisdom is the correct application of knowledge. We don't want to just be educated fools and be filled with knowledge. We want to know how to wisely apply that knowledge in the situations of life. So that was number four. Listen, seek after, and listen for God's wisdom. Number five, be the best you can be. Be a diligent person. I remember reading the biography years ago of John D. Rockefeller. You know, one of the wealthiest men who has ever lived. Probably one of the world's first billionaires. But one thing that impressed me, and by the way, he was a Christian man. He was a Baptist, good Christian man. And one thing that he impressed me about his life was, he tells about when, as a young man looking for his first job, he decided that he was going to put in 8 hours per day looking for a job until he found one. Now, he expected that when he got a job, it would be an 8-hour-a-day job. So he decided, well, I'm going to put in 8 hours a day looking for a job. Now, that was an expression of diligence. Yeah, this is known as diligence. And so, at a significant time in our lives, God said to Sue and me, be the best you can be. He didn't say try to be some better than somebody else. No. No, our goal is not to be better than somebody else. Our goal is to be the very best that we can be for the honor and glory of God. Oh, my friends, if we will be the best we can be, we will hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant. Proverbs 22:29 says, do you see a man, and that includes a woman, the word there would be gender inclusive, meaning a person. Do you see a person who excels? And actually the Old King James Version says, who is diligent in business, in his work. He will stand before kings. He will not stand before little or unknown people. I got to read that again. By the way, Benjamin Franklin, who became very successful, first of all, as a businessman, as a printer, and then as one of America's founders, was America's first postmaster, and then served in various government functions, and one of America's best known and most esteemed founding fathers. But he said his father, he worked in his father's candle-making business in Boston, Massachusetts, as a kid, from the time he's about 10 years old. And he said that his father pounded this passage into him. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before little insignificant people. And in his autobiography, he tells about how he applied this in his life, that diligence. And he tells about when he was writing his autobiography, he was older in years, in his 70s. He said, at this time, I have had audiences with 5 different kings. Oh, my friend. So there are my 5 exhortations, my 5 points for living a life without lack. Always see God as your source. Get that down in your spirit. Ground yourself in God's promises of provision. Nurture an attitude of giving, of generosity. Seek after and listen for God's wisdom. And then be a diligent person in whatever you set your hand to do. There's another passage that says, whatever you set your hand to do, do it with all your might. I heard he was a street preacher, but he was a very successful evangelist, street preacher. And when I was a student at Christ for the Nations, he came there and spoke. Hubert Lindsay and the people on the campuses where he preached, he went to college campuses, called him Holy Hubert. But I remember him making this statement. He said, if God tells me to dig a ditch, I'll dig the best ditch that I can. Yeah, that's being diligent in life. That kind of person, God said, will not stand before little insignificant people. They will stand before kings and people of significance. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. Have a wonderful day in Jesus, and check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, and I'll see you next week.